Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When you can be patient and love, you will win. Praise God. Some people see the, some kind of love and they cannot understand it. What kind of love is this that they've never seen before? A radical love. Amen. Amen. Blessing the curse and receive a blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the realm we're going to. If you curse God today, will you stop the sun from shining on you?
No.
Will you stop the rain from shining falling on you?
No.
People have been cursing God for many years, blaspheming against the name of God. Does he get angry?
No.
Your own sin go get you out. It will find you out. Your own transgression is what will get you. God will not do anything. Amen.
Amen.
And like the prodigal son, when you are ready to come back, you will see one loving father. I'm waiting for you. After you finish misbehaving and wasting all your money and you've come to nothing, you will come back to your father and you see a loving father.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. I want us to know that we all came out of God. Praise God. Who's the son of God?
Yes.
Praise God. You people are moving higher now.
Amen.
In some places, if I say who's the son of God, they will say Jesus. But let me tell you, Jesus was not the son of God. Somebody said, this might not come again now. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ was not the son of God. It was when he was baptized and when he came out of the water that God said, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. The baptism is a symbol of death. When you are baptized and come out of that, it's a symbol of a death to the old self. Amen. That moment onward, that man that appeared was no longer a woman that was born of Mary. See, I showed you the scripture the other day. When the parents, the mother of Mary and the brothers came, he asked the people around, who is my mother and my mother? My mother and my, who are my brethren? He virtually turned the back on the mother, the natural mother. Praise God, I'm not trying to say you should do that, but these are symbols to show you that he was walking after another birth, a spiritual birth. Praise God. And most of you, all of you here, you are not born of flesh and blood. Praise God. Do you know that Adam was the son of God? Let's go quickly to the book of Luke chapter 3. This is the genealogy of Jesus. Genealogy. You know what genealogy is? It's your family line. We're going to be fast. Praise God. From verse 23. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age. Praise God. Being the son of Joseph, who was the son of Heli, who was the son of Matat, who was the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, who was son of Jana, who was son of Joseph. Let's skip it and go to verse 34. Which was son of Jacob, which was son of Isaac, which was son of Abraham, which was the son of Terah, which was the son of Nahor. Let's jump to verse 38. Which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of
Adam,
who was the
son of God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Adam was the son of God. Now, being the son of God, meaning that he was birthed out of the spirit, because God is not flesh and blood. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But you see, the moment Adam transgressed, now transgression is not your drinking your beer. It's not your smoking your ego or your joints or whatever. I wouldn't encourage you to do that. So let us understand what sin is in the eyes of God. When Adam transgressed, what happened is that Adam lost a track of all reality. Adam began to walk in a different selfhood, a different I. You know, I've told you about I. We've always spoke about I am. Praise God. And when you listen to men speak, you hear this man say, you don't know me, I be this. Everybody has his own version of I. But God is trying to educate us today that there's only one eye. Praise God. And if all we can awake into the things of the Spirit, we all rediscover that we are one eye. If I speak, what we speak is a voice of many waters. Praise God. When we speak, is the voice out of the burning bush. When we unite, when we come to the unity of the faith. Praise God. When we come to the unity of the faith, we discover that we have the power to create, to bring out of the invisible the things as though they were. The things we see in this world, they came out of the invisible. Praise God. And behind that, there is an invisible power, invisible force, a spirit, which is the Lord. Praise God. And God is trying to relocate us back into that body. Because we came out of that body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So Adam lost all sense of the fact that he was son of God. Do you know that? From that moment, Adam began to walk in darkness. He was contaminated with the knowledge of this world. The knowledge of the good, of the tree of good and evil is actually working in this world today. From the day you are born, it's the spirit of this age that is blinding men day and night from the reality that they are sons of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So Adam lost all that passport, and that is why the suffering came. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That is why religion was born. Religion is a way people is formulation of men trying to get to God. There was no religion in the beginning. You don't need religion to go to your father, do you? Hallelujah. Do you need religion to go to your father?
No.
If you have your child, does the child need the religion to get to you?
No.
No. You have free access to your father. Religion was born out of the fact that man lost all contact with God, all reality of what God was. Man was veiled, hallelujah.
Amen.
And now the Son of God has come to restore sonship to man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Like Jesus, we all have to rediscover our sonship in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Like Jesus, we must say, Father, I come to you. Glorify me with the glory I had with you before this world was. Hallelujah. Praise God. You are sons of God. John says, now are you the sons of God. Hallelujah. And when you walk in this reality, all things work out for your good. All things that the Father has are yours. But first of all, as you hear the voice of the Father speaking, you begin to come out of the realm of darkness. Talk to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Hallelujah. Are you there? Verse 17. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you and be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, say the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Isn't it wonderful? Come out from among them. Praise God. Come out from the systems and the reasoning of men. Come out from the realm of the pigs. Come out of Babylon. Do you know what Babylon means? Babylon. Babylon is a spiritual location where men and the systems of religion are found. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a realm where people are shut out from the life and the reality of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Today we're going to read the prodigal son. We've read the prodigal son before, isn't it?
Yes.
And normally we apply the story of the prodigal son to somebody who backslides, isn't it?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what it means to backslide? You know these terms? Maybe they don't use them anymore. Backslide means to abandon the faith and go away, you know. When you leave, you stop going to church. And when they don't see you in church every Sunday, they say that brother is backsliding. But it's higher than that, it's deeper than that. Because the prodigal son is a story that even Jesus himself experienced. Hallelujah. Do you know Jesus Christ himself experienced separation from God? Do you know Jesus Christ experienced temptations that we men experience? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know Jesus Christ himself had to be glorified? Yeah. Jesus Christ had to ascend. Jesus Christ had to awaken. He had to be baptized. Praise God. He had to do certain things to rediscover himself back in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every man, by virtue of your birth in the flesh in this world, has tasted of death. Spiritual death. Praise God. Death is not when you just when they put you into the grave. That's not what they call death. Many people are already dead. You're already dead in your sins and trespasses if you do not know who I am. Praise God. That thing you see out there, when they put people's body and all that, there's nothing there. There's nobody inside those things, eh? Those are just parables. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You are lowered into the grave when you lost all awareness that I and the Father are one. When Adam sinned, dust you are. You know when they bury somebody? What do they say? Ashes to ashes.
Dust to dust.
That is what was happening to Adam. When Adam lost the consciousness of the Son of God, he was buried. You are buried in your flesh, buried in vanity, buried in a human sense of life. You see, most of us don't know that you are sons of God. People don't know the character, the nature, and the character of God in you. It's there, it's buried in you. If people are ignorant of it. You see, the other day I brought a vase here, a clay pot, and we saw the candles in it. All these things you see in the Bible are all there to just educate us on the Christ that testifies of something in you. All those volumes in the Bible are simply bringing you back to that thing that you lost. Amen?
Amen.
All the volumes that Moses wrote, everything just simply about your awakening back to the reality that you are sons of God. He didn't come to form any religion or any theology or all those things that we see around. And people that want to go to Bible, these people that go to Bible schools and are very well instructed in the ways of religion, when they hear me preach, they don't like me. They don't like me. Any pastor, most pastors don't like me. Because I come there to tell them the truth. Hallelujah. And when people hear the truth, they are set free. Set free from the tyranny of men. Amen?
Amen.
The system really wants to make you do something more and more and sacrifice more. Make you so that you'll be offering and doing things so that to be able to please God. They don't want to tell you that God has already justified you. Without works. You are not justified without works. You don't need anything just to know the truth. Praise God. And when you now know the truth, every other thing follows. You are now guided by love. Not by any rule or law or any procedure of any man or any church or anything. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So when I preach this thing, they'll get very angry with me. It's like come for their show. Praise God. They know what they are coming to preach before. And after the first one, two times, they run away from me. They say, this man, if you preach here, these people will never come again. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I have to tell the truth, isn't it? Praise God. Because these things we are saying today will follow you for the rest of your life. In the spirit, you remember that God sent a messenger in the flesh called Trevor. You remember it forever. But all those other things you have learned, they will all be burnt up. The Bible says that works will be what? Burnt up. Burnt up with the truth. The truth comes to dissolve the lie, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you have darkness and truth comes, it dissolves the
lie.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So let's go with the story of the prodigal son. Luke chapter 15. Sister Lamy, God bless you. Or Pastor Lamy, sorry. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Luke chapter 15. Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister Gladys. Elder Gladys. You know, whenever I see, you know what I remember? You know that the woman that used to pray, that was fasting and praying for many years before Jesus was born. Praise God. And when she saw Jesus, finally she said, she can go now in peace. Hallelujah. That's what when I see, that's what the Lord ministered to me, doctor.
God bless you.
Amen. That you will see the salvation of the ages.
I am satisfied.
Hallelujah. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you, sister. Luke chapter 15, verse 11. This is Jesus speaking. Now, please, can you look up here? We are learning how to read the Bible. This Bible, these things that you see here, they are actually spiritual messages directed to the sons of God for your edification. So my God, you are going to listen to this thing today.
Amen.
Very important. Look, you can hear this message today and your life will never be the same.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Luke chapter 15 verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took a journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In that land, and he began to be in want. Hallelujah. Let's pause there. He began to be in
want.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not
want.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can see that what happened now, the prodigal son left the father's presence and went away into a far away country. I want to understand, this is the story, this is the journey that which we all partook of, spiritually speaking, from the heights of God, in God, into the realm of the flesh. Praise God. Even Jesus Christ himself experienced this. Hallelujah. Because to be in the Father's presence means to be pure spirit. Flesh and blood cannot approach the Father's presence. Praise God. In fact, in the Old Testament, it was written that whenever any animal or any creeping thing should approach God's holy mountain, it should be stoned to death. See, Paul speaks about a holy presence, immortality that no man can see or even approach. No man, I'm talking of a mortal man. As a mortal man, you cannot see the glory of God. That's why he says you must be born again. Praise God. What happens is that man has conformed himself. Man has descended from immortality into mortality. Man has descended from timelessness into the time zone. Hallelujah. Man has descended from the immaterial into the material. That's why we have all our problems today. The problem with a man is that he is carnal. Praise God. That is the only problem. When you are carnal, you can never be actually satisfied. Do you know that?
Yes, sir.
When you are a carnal man, you can never be
satisfied.
No matter how much you gather out to yourself, you can never see rest of mind or satisfaction. Amen. Hallelujah. Because some of you who come out here from Africa, you know what the feeling, the in thing is to get a land, to get a house, isn't it? To build a house, isn't it? And to have a kind of business functioning or something like that. And how many of you have actually achieved that goal and can say that, yes, I'm satisfied? You can't. I mean, I know of one or two sisters or one brother here who has houses here and there, you know, but you cannot tell me that has brought you your satisfaction, has it? No. Praise God. Is it your marriage that will bring you satisfaction? Is it a good job? Amen. Okay, I've not had children. I've not been able to have children. Okay, I go around and they pray for me and I have a child. Okay. Has that solved your problem?
No.
You see, as a carnal man, you cannot be satisfied. Praise God. The psalmist says, I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. Your satisfaction comes by awakening spiritually from your dead mortal state. Because when you walk as flesh and blood, as a human being, you are dead in your sins and you have transgressed against the Lord your life. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You need to listen to this message again, brethren. Hallelujah. So you can get them. Hallelujah. It won't do you good to just hear them on the service and go home. Praise God. You have to listen to them again and again. And you will get what I'm saying.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Your satisfaction comes in your awakening. The resurrection. He came to bring the word and awakening to the sons of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
As you read further, you see that his prodigal son started to dwell among pigs. Let's read it on. Luke chapter, I'm determined not to deviate today. I want to finish it. Praise God. Luke chapter 15, verse 15. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him unto his friends to feed swine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he could fail have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him anything to eat. Praise God. Now this guy, he was so famished, famine so got him, he didn't have a dime, poverty stricken, and the guy was reduced to eating pig meal. Pig meal, you know when you feed the pigs, you feed pigs with what? With rubbish. And you know husks, you know what they mean by husks? You know what they call kanda?
Yes.
In Africa, husks. Like a granite. You build the granite, the human beings will eat the granite and they give the outer shell to the pigs. Those are the husks. Praise God. And in reality, these are spiritual things. Husks are very much like the letters. The letters. You know when you read the letters in the Bible, you think they are reading the word of God. At times when people are reading the word of God, when you are reading letter in the Bible, it won't just make you religious. And you will suffer for nothing. Always learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. When you read the Bible, you read it with the touchlight of the Spirit.
Amen.
That's why the Spirit is here. To lead you into all truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You hear what the sister said last week about the teaching? He said the letter kills is the spirit that gives life. So when anybody comes to meet you and say the Bible says, you tell him what? The Bible says what? The Bible says you should pay tithe. The Bible says you should do this, otherwise your caca worm and your caterpillar will The caterpillar will not. They don't know that what God is saying, that you should submit yourself unto God.
Amen.
And you will regain immortality and life. Those are coded languages that the human mind cannot understand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when God sends messengers to teach them this, they get angry. You say it's a false prophet. And when you submit yourself to God, back to God, immortality and life is yours. The canker woman, the caterpillar will not eat your flesh.
Amen.
That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. Immortality and life is what is yours.
Yeah.
There's no corruption in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, let not your treasure be on the earth, but your treasure be in heaven, where there's no what? Corruption. Where moth and, you know, those things don't come to corrupt, no corruption. Our inheritance is immortality. Hallelujah. He has reserved for us a kingdom that does not pass away. Always there in the heaven for you. When you are finished with the pigs, when you are finished playing merry-go-round with the pigs, you will come back to your senses. and you begin to seek the Father. But I would rather come back to my senses in the days of my flesh. So I can be a blessing to my brethren.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So the pig, now if you look at the pig in the natural, when you see a pig on the mud, you know the Bible says in those days that you should not eat pigs. I remember I was in London some years ago and I was preaching this thing that the Bible says you should not eat pig, that it's a sin to eat pig. And you are all looking at me. And I told them, look, this morning I had very heavy, heavy pig, heavy breakfast with a lot of bacon and, you know, pork. You know, in Britain, you eat a lot of bacon. I told them, look, I ate a lot of bacon and pork this morning. And they all started laughing. I told them, I'm talking about spiritual things.
Amen.
You see, after Jesus Christ left the scene, even Peter was still saying that it was, those things were unclean animals. Some Christians today still believe that you should not eat pigs. You should not eat certain animals. This is the thing that you see in Islam and all those things. People think that those prophets of Islam didn't hear from God. They heard from God. But they translated these things in a carnal way.
Amen.
Christianity is the same with all of them. They're all the same. It's darkness. It's all religion. He didn't come to bring any religion. Before this world was, there was nothing like religion. There was only I and my Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's go on now. Luke chapter 15.
17.
Verse 17. It says, and when he came to himself.
Hallelujah.
Now look at it. He came to what?
Himself.
Himself. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. He came to himself. Hallelujah. He said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father. I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of the hired servants. Let's stop there. You see the mind of repentance.
Yes.
See, when you see a true repentant person, the person wants to be a servant.
God bless you.
Servanthood is the highest way to be catapulted off to glory.
Yes.
The lower you go to wash people's feet and to serve, that's why I said don't compete for pulpit. Amen. I have a word to give and I'll put that time, I'm going to vanish. Somebody else will take me. Don't, these are not the things you should fight for. Fight to wash the feet of saints.
Amen.
Amen. Don't fight for post and don't. If you do this, you are still in darkness. There's no post to fight for. There's no elder or there's no, none of these things are there to fight for. The only thing to fight for is the name of the Father. Is the glory that I love from the beginning. That's the only thing to fight for. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You think you can get big name and all that and lack? It's what they call vain glory. There's only one glory, and that's the glory of the Father.
Amen.
And all shall know him from the least to the greatest. All shall know him. So don't waste your time in vain glory. Strive to enter into the small gate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So in that mindset, that one thing have I asked of the Lord, and that will I seek after. That I may dwell in his house all the days of my life, to behold his temple, to his glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To inquire in his temple.
Hallelujah.
This is the heart that I decided to become a servant in the house of God. To serve the Lord and to honor the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the book of Isaiah 56, it says, those of you who have made up your mind to serve the Lord and to honor him, the Lord promises that he will transport you back to his holy mountain.
Amen.
It is single-mindedness. It means a lot of exercise because we all were carried away. Amen.
Amen.
We all experience it. You can go out there and meet a kind of problem and it takes your mind away from this great glory. Precious of life. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Of work. From the brethren. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's move on. No, I'm not, I just want to say, the Bible says that he came to himself and says what? I will arise and go back to my
father.
That is what they call
awakening.
The son said, I have sinned against heaven and against you. Now listen, sin is to transgress against the principle that I and the Father
are one.
That is where we all lost it. Because that is where we all became independent. We left the Father's presence and we started to live a life of our own. Jesus Christ says, if you want to gain me and my kingdom, by that me actually speaking is God, you have to forsake all and follow me. All that you think you acquired unto yourself as a man, let go of it. Now listen to me. That is the root of the matter. Not that we attack it another way.
Exactly.
Praise God. They'll come and start saying all kind of things. The root of the matter is that recognize yourself in the glory of God before this world was and return to that state. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, I go to the Father. I will arise. Hallelujah. I will arise and go forth in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I will arise and go back to the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ made his confessions in the days of his flesh. He says, I go to the Father. I go to my Father and your
Father.
My God and your
God.
So if Jesus Christ went that way, we all ought to go that way. Because the Bible says that he went ahead of his brethren.
Amen.
That means that same path that Jesus Christ followed is a path that every man must follow into glory. He says, emulate Jesus. Let that mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you. Let it be in you.
Amen.
Because the way he is the way you are. Paul had not attained, but he said, let that mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you. Who thought it not robbery to be equal with
God?
He knew he was equal with God. I and the Father are
one.
I preached it somewhere in one church in Milan, and they all laughed at me. When the pastor came after, took the mic, he told them, are we like God? They all laughed. They said, which kind of God? And I was there looking at them. See, Jesus Christ said they will mock at you. Said they will mock at the Son of Man. When you want to make this confession, they will laugh at you. They say, you love you, you're picking up well. Now you come the Son of God. They will say all kind of things. You know what people hear that? You don't know. They say you will not get job. Now you the Son of God now. Make we get job first, and then we will not say you the Son of God. You wear your husband leave. You the Son of God now. Amen. I'm telling you this why, don't be deceived. You see, all your conditions in this outer world, the not move God one bit. If you like marry or not marry, all those things, let me tell you. If you know the mind of God, the Bible says that those things that are highly, highly considered by men, they are what? An abomination to God. Our traditions and our beliefs as men, this is that we carry like egg. If you see where they are before God, they're nothing. But we carry them on our head. There's some things that you hear that are very offensive. I don't say that if I say them, man. Some people have said, they say, this is the last one, they'll be out of here. They say, this is the last one. I don't know if you take this one again. And I better not say it. Praise God. Amen. So let us understand that the Father's life is our life. Jesus Christ, just hold our place and turn to the book of John. These are things we've read before, but let us refresh ourselves. John chapter 17, verse 1. Sister Gladys has shared this several times. And let us understand that this is the whole point that we are preaching. Let me fast because time is fast spent. This word spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he might give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is what? Eternal life, that they may what? Know ye the only true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent.
Amen.
I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which thou hast given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before this world was. I've told you that there is one spirit, there is one body, there is one Lord, there is one Father, who is where? Above all, in you all, and through you all. And I use my tongue to still curse you. I'm not hearing well enough. I'm still envious of you. I'm not hearing yet well enough. Do you know we came out of God?
Yes.
Do you know the Lord is our life? The wind is blowing on all our human identity. This thing where it flexes, it's like a mask. It's blown off.
Amen.
And when it's blown off, you begin to see the Lord's body.
Amen.
Immovable in the temple, in the heavens.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glorify me with thine self. Yourself is the self. The Bible says this prodigal son came back to himself. His self is that self. His self is the self of the Father. Glorify me with the glory I had before I found myself in this world, thinking that I'm separate from you. Your torment, your fear, your pain, your anguish of soul is because you think that you are separate from God. It's all in the mind. We went away in a far away country, divided from this reality. But today, there is a reconciliation.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's see what happens. At times we think that God has forgotten us. At times we think that maybe we have done something, that we need to do something, to do something, to do something, to get God's favor. Praise God. Coming freely to his presence with boldness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your sins are forgiven you. Can you hear the words? Neither do I condemn you.
Amen.
Praise God. Coming what? Boldly to the throne. This is the will of God for every man. Boldly. What is it? Coming boldly now as you are. Amen.
Amen.
Coming boldly. You don't have to pay me a tithe to come to God's presence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 The more you put charge, you help us, sir. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. But it's not because of the work. It's not because of any blackmail. It's not because of any condition. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Don't let anything hinder you. Amen. Family causes, you put something under the ground when you are at home, you made a vow, all those things, leave out for them. Enter into his presence. Forget all that is gone. It's over. Amen. Don't let anyone deceive you that come and meet us, we'll do the plan for you. We're going to uproot that thing under the ground. And then after that, you will pay something. Come into his presence now with boldness.
Amen.
That thing is finished. That God has dealt with it. Hallelujah. Leave the thing on that ground. No, not worry yourself. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Suppose they will send money to one pastor at home, one juju man or something, to go and help them remove the curse. The curse has been erased. In fact, the curse was never upon you.
Amen.
Maybe upon your flesh, but upon you.
Hmm.
What God has blessed no man.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Let us see the return of the prodigal son, Luke chapter 15. Verse 20. And he arose and came to his father. And when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called your son. But the father said unto his servant, bring the what? Best robes. Hallelujah. And put it on him and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. Hallelujah. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it and let us eat and be merry. For my son was what?
Dead.
My son was
dead.
And he is
alive.
He was lost.
And he was found.
And they began to make merry. Let us make merry, brethren.
Hallelujah.
Because we have rediscovered ourselves in God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even Jesus Christ experienced this. In the book of Revelations, when they saw the Alpha and the Omega, he says, I was dead, but now I'm alive. And I have the keys of hell and grave. And that key, he has handed over to us today.
Hallelujah.
To loosen ourselves.
Amen.
And begin to reign in life.
Amen.
As sons of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. It's a wonderful thing because we see that the Father's hand is open for every man. When you know the heartbeat of the Father, you don't condemn any man. That same feeling of love towards everybody will be in you. Even for the one that still does not understand what you are saying.
Hallelujah.
You still have to be patient. They will come. They will what?
Oh.
They will come. Hallelujah.
Praise
God.
Hallelujah.
You know what happened to Joseph? Joseph had to go ahead. But what happens when they came? Joseph said, I don't want to see you again. You know Joseph had the power to kill them. Joseph was like God. In fact, the story of Joseph is very simple. Because Joseph, the Bible says they gave Joseph a ring. And that ring was the ring of Pharaoh. If they saw the ring was used as a stamp and a sign of authority. If he stamped the document with that ring, anywhere they saw that signature, it's Pharaoh speaking. If Joseph appeared with that ring, they saw Pharaoh. The Bible says that everybody was to bow before Joseph. Amen. And you can see that the whole world was what? In famine. There was a famine upon the earth. Did you read about the famine in the paper? And all the brothers had to still go back to meet this man, like when they talk baby things, when they dream. Joseph had the revelation of the Father. He had the coat of many colors. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. He had to go to the pit, bread and wine, the baker and the butler. He had to commune in the pit, and at the appointed time, he was caught up into glory. Hallelujah. That's resurrection. Seated on the throne. Pharaoh there was like a type of God. And anybody who has to live has to see Joseph to live. Joseph become the bread of life.
Hallelujah.
It had the signet of authority. It's oneness, marriage, oneness. You see the ring, how it goes endless.
Hallelujah.
Let's talk about that, an endless oneness.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That we have with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the prodigal son receives the signet. He receives a new role. That wretched robe is no more. And now begin to wear the garment of righteousness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The garment of glory. And he had the sandals. You know what the sandal is? What is about to preach the gospel? Amen.
Amen.
When you begin to go there, you begin to testify of the goodness of the Lord. And with that same sandal, you walk upon every principality and
power.
He says what? I've given you power over all serpents, scorpions.
Yes.
Amen. Remember what the Bible says? It says that the serpent shall bite the heel, but the son shall bruise the head.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. When you walk in God, you bruise the head of serpents and scorpions.
Yes.
And they cannot affect you. Do you know the serpents and scorpions today? It's not man water in your village. It is the reasonings, high reasonings of men,
Jesus,
that try to war against the knowledge of Christ in you. That's the serpent. Amen.
Amen.
The serpent, the snake, you see it in the church. I've seen snakes on pulpit before. Big snakes are very colorful with suits. I've seen it many times. Amen. And when they are speaking, you see the tongue come out. I see to see two double split tongue coming out. As
Jesus.
You know what that double split tongue means? Double mindedness. That is the doctrine of the devil. God and man. Jesus Christ comes to say, I am the Father and one. But no man can receive that. You can preach it to church. You won't know when the elders will have a meeting for you. In fact, some years ago, and my wife was there, went to London, I preached a message similar on the prodigal son. If you see the furious reaction of one elder there after the meeting, furious! He was mad! After the meeting, I met him face to face. And I told him, do you know the Lord has appeared to me and showed me these things? If you see the he was scared. I said, these things I shared, you know that God showed it to me. I told him, he said, but these things are too deep. These people are small. They're too young. They're too deep. I said, sir, but these people have been Christians for over 20 years. You know that. So when would they be old? When would they become matured? Hallelujah. Because what I shared cancelled all these lies of the teaching them. Praise God. That's why he's angry. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Some people will hear my message here. And from there, they will look for anything to criticize me. It's the way the shoe looks. Amen. Or how he talks, or how he's giving money to people. How they will look for something from there to get me. It's because of the message. It's causing some people sleepless nights. They hear this thing, they will never be the same again. Amen. Something is planted, a ball of fire is put in their home, and they will never rest until they agree with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we agree with the Lord because they are the Lord's.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord loves them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So we can see reconciliation at work here, brethren. Amen.
Amen.
If we do not know that we are one with God, we are dead in our sins and
trespasses.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us love one another, walk in the oneness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we have one spirit, which is the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brethren, let us arise. Arise on your feet. Let us pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I will arise and go forth in the name of the Lord of hosts. I will arise and go forth in his name. I will arise and go forth in the name of the Lord of hosts. I will arise and go forth in his name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Arise, hallelujah, sons of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can turn situations around you in the world by awakening. Hallelujah. Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Hallelujah. Your light has come. Your glory has come. Your moment has come to shine. Hallelujah. As the stars of God in the firmament of the heaven. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let that power begin to work in your people.
Amen.
Awakening them into the reality of the greatness of the power that is working in them.
Amen.
To bring them back into this reality.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Because we have ear to hear.
Yes, Lord.
You take Abraham. I am your exceeding great reward. Abraham did not understand, but today we hear and we understand that you have given us a name that is above all names. Let your yokes be broken, Father.
Amen.
Let your people be healed.
Amen.
Let the anointing flow.
Amen.
Let love flow.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Even as we pray, the power of the Lord will meet those in need in every areas of your life.
Amen.
Documents, jobs, hallelujah, healings, joy of your salvation.
Amen.
Let it flow, Father. Let it flow.
Amen.
Let the anointing flow, Father. Let it flow. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God, because this is your desire for us to prosper in all things. And it is so in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As we were praying during the section prayers, the Lord revealed to me then, and also when the pastor was praying, which the same thing. As we were doing this intercession prayer, the Lord showed me a very high mountain. From that high mountain, there was a in a part of it that forms a type that comes out waterfalls. The water from top was gushing out from the high mountain to the bottom. That was the first vision that the Lord showed me. The second one, he showed me, you know, how we get out the milk from the cows. You know, the Lord showed me the buckets of the milk being brought out from the cows, the milk from the bucket, lots of milk. So as we were here, concluding this prayer, the Lord showed me right now in the present when they were concluding this prayer, the waterfalls again gushing out on the people in all these premises. Then the Lord showed me the way the, you know, the cow, when you want to get milk out of the cow, the way it is being, you know, they dress and very clean with the ornament, you know, to recognize them, and then to keep them so that you can able to feed them and bring forth more milk. The Lord revealed that to me again as we were praying. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Don't get tired of these visions, eh? You have to look, when you hear these things, you have to tremble. Praise God. You can see that milk. What is the milk? It's not the word.
Yes.
Amen. We are receiving deep nourishment from the Lord today.
Amen.
The Father of Spirits. And you see that waterfall. Praise God. From the high elevated place in God. We are hearing the deep things of God. Deep things, hallelujah, of God, to bring about a revival in the body of Christ. Praise God. Brethren, let us partake of this refreshing that the Lord is doing today in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
These are the days of the latter rain. And let us flow in this thing, brethren.
Yes.
What shall it profit a man if he gains this world but loses his soul? Let us not be carried away with the things of this world, but let us be focused on the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We love you. May the Lord bless you.